Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow said Monday its troops were battling a Ukrainian sabotage group that infiltrated the southern Russian region of Belgorod as locals fled the latest bout of fighting in the troubled territory. But reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv said on VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine the group is claiming to be anti-Putin, anti-war Russian citizens.
The advisor to the present office, Mr. Podolak, he commented and he said that Ukraine has nothing to do with this, that this is something which is done by the Russian citizens. No Ukrainian citizens are involved.
Find more on Flashpoint Ukraine at voanews.com. A week-long ceasefire in Sudan got off to a shaky start on Monday as witnesses in the capital, Khartoum, reported fighter jets flights over the city and continued fighting in some areas. Heavy bombardments could be heard in East Khartoum, witnesses said, and one resident shared a picture of thick black smoke rising into the sky. In Omdurman and Bari, Khartoum's twin cities, people said they heard sounds of weapons firing. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met in the White House on Monday about raising the U.S. government's debt ceiling, with the U.S. economy at risk of crashing if no deal is reached in 10 days.
Well, I'm glad the speaker's here today. We're optimistic we may be able to make some progress because we've both agreed default's not really on the table. We've got to get something done here.
The Democratic president and the top congressional Republican have just 10 days to reach a deal until June 1st to increase the government's self-borrowing limit or trigger an unprecedented debt default that economists warn could bring on a recession. This is VOA News. An overnight fire in a school dormitory in Guyana that killed at least 19 children may have been arson, the country's police and fire services said on Monday. The building was completely engulfed in flames by the time firefighters arrived around midnight, the fire service said earlier in the day. 14 children died at the scene and another 5 in a hospital. 6 injured children were airlifted to the capital, Georgetown, while at least 17 others were admitted to the local hospital. SpaceX's latest chartered flight to the International Space Station arrived Monday morning with 2 Saudis and 2 Americans aboard, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Dragon SpaceX docking sequence complete.
The Saudi government is picking up the multi-million dollar tab for its astronauts, one the kingdom's first female. Tennessee businessman John Schaffner is paying his own way, and retired NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, who now works for space company Axiom, was welcomed back.
Thanks for putting your trust in the Falcon 9 team. Hope you enjoyed the ride to space. Have a great trip on Dragon. Welcome home to Zero G, Peggy.
The 4 are expected to return to Earth in 8 days. They join 7 others already at the International Space Station. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott from the southeastern state of South Carolina has entered the presidential race, hoping to offer an optimistic contrast with other top rivals. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Let's go!
The Senate's only black Republican says the party and nation have to choose.
I choose freedom and hope and opportunity.
Scott says the GOP needs a candidate who can energize more than just its base and offer more than just political combat, essentially calling out the 2 men dominating the early primary field, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, who welcomed Scott to the field in an online post. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Social media company TikTok has filed a lawsuit to overturn Montana's first in the U.S. ban on the video sharing app. The company argues the law is an unconstitutional violation of free speech based on quote-unquote unfounded speculation. The Chinese government could access users' data. Montana's TikTok ban is scheduled to take effect the ban is to take effect January 1st. The Montana Department of Justice claims TikTok collects personal information, keystrokes, and the locations of its users. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.